Blog Talk Radio.
For a second, it is the Greg Squirrel Show, and we are on the air. How y'all doing? Another, it actually turned out to be a pretty nice day here in Northwest Arkansas. Started out a little bit cold, but it ended up warming up as you went through the day. As always, the Cherokee Entertainment Studios, we are live, we are here. The XS Energy Drink Hotline, 347-326-9073. The phone lines are open. We got the chat room. It's back up and running tonight. Of course, you can contact me on my Facebook page, Gregory Squirrel. And, of course, that email, thegregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com is where it is. So, if there's something you want to comment on, something we talk about, that you want to talk about, or if there's something on your mind you want to talk about, I'll be glad to talk about it. We're going to talk about something tonight. Can I get an amen? All right. Got a little carried away there, but I'm actually in a good mood today. I don't know why. I slept with crap. I've been on the run all day. I'm tired as crap. Basically, I'm crap. Okay. Who happened by chance? Caught Dancing with the Stars tonight. Okay, I know the men are raising their hand because, you know, they watched the show for the outfits. Come on, be honest. There's not that many men. Well, oh, never mind. I'm interested in dancing, so hey, either way, it is what it is. But I had to really appreciate D.L. Hughley's reaction when they announced that he was safe. I mean, he thought he did crap. He thought he was going home for sure. But apparently, he improved enough that the call voters saved him. And I mean, the way he just flat dropped to his knees and like somebody kicked him in the gut. You know, that was good TV right there. So, D.L. Hughley, I didn't even see who got eliminated. Some ugly broad, probably. So anyway, it is what it is. Once again, the phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. You know, feel free to call in if you dare. I like to put it like that, if you dare. Because, you know, we can get pretty dangerous on this show. So, it is on this. As always, let's jump over and let's take a look at today's headlines, starting with our beloved National Football League. I still think they should put another F in there, call it the National Flag Football League. So, it is what it is. Don't even get me started. Here we go. Dallas Cowboys guard Josh Brent will face a September 23rd trial on intoxication manslaughter charges in a wreck that killed his teammate. Everybody knows the story. Josh Brent was in a accident with practice squad player Jerry Brown. Jerry Brown was killed, and if convicted, Josh Brent could face up to 20 years in prison. So, you know, we'll keep on top of that and let you know how that turns out. Jermichael Finley has barely been re-signed by the Green Bay Packers. So, no rumor or report on that. Stories or reports out of Green Bay, Wisconsin, is that they are going to hang on to him. New England Patriots have re-signed offensive tackle Sebastian Vollmer. No details on the contract, but he is definitely re-signed. Chicago Bears have agreed to a one-year contract with veteran quarterback Kelvin Hayden on Tuesday. Hayden made 2 starts last year, played in 16 games for Chicago last year, and I thought it was good enough that they went ahead and brought him back for 2013. The Raiders making some noise. Tackle Alex Barron signed a free agent contract with Oakland on Tuesday. He sat out the last 2 seasons after being after playing sparingly for Dallas in 2010, and then he missed the 2011 with New Orleans with a knee injury and was cut in training camp last season by Seattle. So, good luck to Alex Barron, hoping to restart his career. Vince Young was one of the featured quarterbacks at Texas Pro Timing Day as he tries to resurrect his NFL career, so good luck to him. As I mentioned the other night, it has been made official. Tom McClure has officially retired after 14 years with ATL. And some other NFL transactions. Donnie Jones for Philadelphia signed an unrestricted free agent 1-year contract with the Eagles. Matt McBride was cut by Philadelphia. Clint Gresham, Seattle, re-signed a 1-year contract. Same thing for Pac-Man Jones. As I mentioned the other night, he officially signed a unrestricted 3-year contract with the Bengals. I got to get a hold of my brother, Steve. Back when we were kids, he had the funniest trivia contest. And it was every NFL team, and they were clues to those teams, and you had to guess what the teams were. But I guess the reason Cincinnati about that, because I remember what their clues was. They used to be girls. Answer, Ben Gals. Bengals. Get it? Got it? Okay. Let's jump over, check out some major league baseball. Cardinals have officially placed third baseman David Freese on a 15-day disabled list because of a lower back sprain, hoping to have him back in time for the season opener, or the home opener. Baltimore Orioles infielder Wilson Bettermann estimates he'll be out 6 to 8 weeks because of a tear in his right knee. Doctor prayers go out to him, get back soon. Mike Stanton homers twice as the Marlins beat the Nationals, 8-5. Whoa. In preseason baseball action. Derek Jeter has pretty much accepted the fact that he's going to be starting the upcoming season on the disabled list. Chicago White Sox have put left-hander John Danks on a 15-day disabled list, and Lyson Septimo is on a 15-day disabled list Tuesday with a strained left shoulder. So thoughts and prayers to those guys. Hope it's nothing that's going to keep him out too long. Derek Lowe has earned a bullpen job with the Texas Rangers. Apparently, they like what they saw out of him. Not enough to start him, but enough to, like I say, put him in the pen. Arkansas, speaking of baseball, college baseball, Arkansas Razorback beat Mississippi, Mississippi Valley State or something like that. Sacrificial baseball, Lamb, as I call them. Here's your injuries and transactions for today. Toronto, Anthony Goose, sent to the minors. Baltimore, Russ Kanzler, left fielder, sent to the minors. Starting pitcher Drew Pomeranz of Colorado has been sent to the minors. And Yans Gomez for Cleveland, third baseman, sent to the minors. Here's your injuries as of today. Adam Rosales, Oakland, strained left intercostal. Lyson Septimus, as we talked about earlier, left shoulder sprain. You got John Danks. New York Yankees, Cesar Cabral, whoever. I don't like the Yankees, so I don't care who you are. Left elbow pain. I still want you to get better. You know, just because I don't like your team, don't take it personal. All right, let's jump over to the NBA. Let's see what going on there. In Miami Heat, says they're still not fixated on the winning streak. They're pretty much tearing it up. 33 straight games that they've won, but they say they're not fixated on it. Sacramento City Council is scheduled to consider a wide-ranging deal Tuesday that would hopefully keep the Kings moving to Seattle. We'll be able to see how that goes. Seattle, all I can say is if you want to keep your team, if you want to keep your team and show you care, fix up the arena, get them a new one, keep them in Sacktown. Otherwise, they are going to Seattle. So, let's see. Really nothing new on the NBA headlines, transactions. Dejon Summers, the Clippers, signed a 10-day contract. Justin Dentman for Dallas, 10-day contract. Chris Wright, he was on a 10-day contract, but they chose to sign him. And Gennaro Pargo for Charlotte signed a 10-day contract. That's his second one with them. Once again, phone lines are open, 347-326-9073, brought to you by Excess Energy Drinks, brought to you by the Amway Corporation. If you're interested in becoming a Amway dealer or an Amway IBO, as they call them, check them out on the Internet, and they can put you in touch with a local IBO in your area, and they will help get you hooked up. Let's talk some NCAA football. Manti Te'o having some good pro days. The combines are over. They say he actually put up what they consider for his position, a respectable time. He was timed at the combine at 4.82 in the 40, but at the pro day at Notre Dame, he was timed at 4.69. So, Don't count Manti Te'o yet. Let's get past the invisible fake girlfriend crap and all that stuff. The guy can still play ball. He may be a head case off the field, but the fact that on the field he can still play ball. News coming out of Los Angeles. UCLA safety Tevin McDonald has been released from the Bruins football team for violation of team policy. McDonald was a starting safety the last two seasons, finished third on the team with 79 tackles last season while starting in 13 games. So hope it's nothing major that's going to ruin things. So I hope they get things worked out. Can't we all just be friends? Why can't we be friends? I need that music. Midians, you need to look up that particular piece of music to go along with this story. I don't think we'll have it up in time. Washington State University football player Manziel Simmons was found unconscious early Saturday morning after a reported brawl between Washington State football players and players from the University of Idaho. Apparently there was a party at a private home when the disagreement occurred, and because of that, Manziel Simmons was apparently knocked unconscious, and he just regained consciousness today. Okay, Midian's giving up. You can't find him song. I'm just thinking, why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we? Okay, you know the song. Get along, guys. Send it to the football field. Let's see. Western Kentucky seems to think that they can that they're on the way up, even if Bobby Petrino is there on a short-term lease, which he pretty much is. Bobby Petrino, he's working on repairing his image, so he went to WKU. He's already slammed his former school, Arkansas, which I don't know why. It's not their fault. He was having sex with his little cheerleader, with his little secretary girlfriend. You know, can you blame him for firing you, Bobby? I still think, and until somebody proves me wrong or shows me otherwise, I still think Bobby Petrino could have kept his job in Arkansas. And I'll maintain that until somebody in the U of A, maybe that's why they turned down my press row request. Because when I started the show, I sent in my request to get on press row for sporting events. Maybe that's why they turned it down. Because maybe I'm speaking the truth, and they didn't want the truth out there. That, you know, maybe Bobby Petrino did have an offer to keep his job. But because he's so stubborn, he's so selfish, he's so full of himself, he thought he could just get by with it and go on his merry way. Well, then they decide that he can't. I still feel that if Bobby Petrino would have been willing to accept some forms of punishment issued by the University of Arkansas, he would still be coach here. If somebody knows otherwise, come tell me wrong. Come call me wrong, and I'll take it, okay? But until somebody steps out and says, Greg, no, that was not the case, he did not have a chance to keep his job, then I'm going to continue to believe that he had a chance to keep his job. Until somebody tells me otherwise, that's my viewpoint. Don't forget, the email is open, TheGregSquirrelShow@yahoo.com. So anyway, Western Kentucky. And I'm going to root for Western Kentucky because, personally, I like Petrino as a coach. I by far no means agree with what he did, but that doesn't take away that the fact the man was a good coach. Let's talk Cincinnati Bearcats. Tommy Tuberville going to be their new coach, and, he's already promising this, promising that, and I hope he comes through. I like Tuberville. Tuberville's one of the more respectful coaches out there. So, so what happens with Cincinnati? Let's move to basketball. News out of Coral Gables, Florida. Miami center Reggie Johnson had a surgery Tuesday to repair a minor meniscus, and rumor has he probably will not be playing for the rest of the season. So, hope he gets over it, and I hope he can get back to playing. But it looks like he will not be playing, at least for this weekend. I don't know if they can sit out a weekend and still be able to come back to play, or just what. But anyway, we'll keep on track on it. Big news out of Buffalo, New York. The Buffaloes. Is that what they call? The Buffalo Buffaloes. Anyway, former Duke standout and Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame, Bobby Hurley, is deciding ready to take on. Is he that old? Dang. Bobby Hurley played for Coach K at Duke, has accepted the head coaching job at the University of Buffalo as a Bulls. That's what the Buffalo Bulls are. I should have known it was something corny like that. Come up with an original name, the Buffalo Penguins or something. Anyway, Buffalo Bulls. Bobby Hurley, 41 years old. This is going to be his first head coaching gig. So I want to see Bobby Hurley do good. I actually liked watching him play when he was in college. So we'll just have to see how that little situation goes. Arkansas, Marshawn Powell has declared for the NBA draft. Only thing I can say is please do not sign with an agent. That's all I'm going to say to that is go ahead, check the field out, but please do not sign with an agent so that way you can come back. Okay, I think I've lost something here. Hold on. Uh-oh. I think I lost my screen. Ah! There we are. I hope we're still on the air. Looks like we're still on the air. That is a very good thing. Let's move you back over here where you belong. Okay. No, back over here. There you go. My secondary screen went dead and about freaked me out there for a second, boys and girls. Once again, the phone lines are open. 347-326-9073. If you are listening tonight and you got something you want to talk about, we will be more than happy to get you on. Oh, that's pretty much it. There's no basketball. The tournament picks back up Thursday. So that. News out of NASCAR. Everybody's probably already heard about the big fight between Jeremy Stewart and Joey Logano. NASCAR has announced today that it will not issue any penalties for the apparently they're wanting more fights. They're really not wanting more fights, but they just enjoy having the feuds. And I don't have a problem with that until somebody gets hurt. And I know that Denny Hamlin getting hurt, that's a bad thing because you don't like seeing anybody get hurt. But everybody you talk to agrees that it was just hard racing. And I watched the race. I saw the accident as it happened. And I'm going to take a little bit back. I do think Tony Stewart needs to be fined for his outburst on the interview. That kind of language is not called for, especially when he knows he's on national TV where kids are watching. That kind of language is uncalled for. And he should have been man enough, and he should have been smart enough that he knew his temper was under control, so he should have looked at the reporter and said, hey, give me 5-10 minutes, let me cool down a little bit, then I'll come down. So if anything, I feel NASCAR should at least fine Tony Stewart for his language on a national broadcast interview. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and let that go for now. Oh, let's up Tiger Woods. He's gone home. He's taking the next week off after winning the Bay Hill Invitational or Bay Hill Classic, whatever they call it. Finished number one. He's on top of the FedEx Cup points. So he's going home, get some R&R before he heads into Augusta. And so that's the next big major on the schedule is Augusta National and the Masters. I asked this question a couple of weeks ago, and I'm going to ask the question again. If they're not going to allow women at Augusta, then should they at least permit the LPGA tournament, or permit the LPGA Tour to have a women's tournament at Augusta? Personally, I think they should. You know, that's just me. That's just my thinking. But, you know, if they're not going to open it up, they should at least let them have their own tournament at Augusta. I want to talk about something I just got a flyer for, and it's coming up on April 6th, Fayetteville, Arkansas, Woodland Junior High School Gym, number 7 Poplar Street in Fayetteville, Arkansas. It's going to be the 16th annual Midwest Martial Arts Championship. And it's going to be all styles. You got karate, taekwondo, kung fu, tang soon do, kempo, kosu wan, you name it. It's going to be there, and it's going to be, once again, April 6th at Woodland Junior High, $45 if you sign up, and if you pre-register by April 1st, you're going to save $5. There's going to be a special division. Adults participate in self-defense only and pay $30. If you're a studying, practicing person and you want to participate in this tournament, contact Professor Marty Kale 479-582-4425. And come spend a weekend in beautiful Northwest Arkansas, participate in this tournament, and, you know, maybe take home a trophy or something. I want to go ahead and mention the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame. It's something we haven't mentioned in a while. But that's going to be taking place in Phoenix, Arizona. That's right. At the Arizona Grand Resort and Spa, July 16th through the 20th. Going to have a lot of great stuff going on. Going to have a training camp going on with a comprehensive MMA training, defense tactics for law enforcement and traditional martial arts camps. Danny Netzer, Rand Nakash, and Itay Dannenberg are coming over from Israel. If you've heard of Krav Maga, these are the three men that are the head instructors for the Israeli military forces. And they're going to be at the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame weekend. It's going to be a great event. Like I say, starting on the 17th. Instructional classes and courses to go through on the 20th, on the Saturday night, we're going to have a black tie banquet, inducting new members into the National Hall, into the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame, and then after that they'll have a dance and. So it's open to everybody. You don't have to be a member. The National Training Camp is open to everyone. So you don't have to be a member of the USMHOF to be able to come and participate in this. But it's a chance to meet some great people. I've had the pleasure of going the last 2 years as I study Krav Maga. Marty's probably listening saying, why is your butt not in class? That's, you know, I'm coming, Marty, I promise. I do admit I've kind of been slacking, but health issues, especially with the weather changes like it has been. But once everything gets back on an even keel, I do plan on getting back in there and sweating my butt off because this fat pig needs to lose about 30 pounds. Not Marty, I'm talking about me. So anyway, like I said, it's going to be at the Arizona Grand Resort and Spa in Phoenix. And, I mean, I'm looking at some pictures, and this is a beautiful place. Looks like I might even have to sneak my golf club with me, but don't tell anybody. So, anyway, we're going to do our way. As always, we're going to try to get Marty Kale to be able to call in and kind of talk more about this event. I mean, it is just, you know, it's fun. And just some of the people that you get to meet there are incredible. Richard Basile, who is one of Bruce Lee's original students when he first started up in the United States, he's going to be there. I'm trying to think of some of the other guys that are going to be there. O.J. Guerra, Manson Cat. It's crazy. Just some of the people that show up for this. I guess I wish I knew the guy's name. I'll have to get the information because I don't want to misquote anything. So I'm going to get some names and of some of the people that are members of the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame. And, you know, you can find out, you can just kind of find out for yourself. But it is a great event. So once again, if you're interested in going to the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame weekend, you can look up United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame on the internet, and their contact number, I do have that. You can send them an email. It's 479-582-5425, and that's Professor Marty Kale. And he will get you hooked up with the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame weekend. I plan on being there, and like I say, I'm probably going to sneak the golf clubs with me. Marty will probably hate me for that, but I got to do what I got to do. Matter of fact, I'm putting that on Facebook. Ah, I want to say hello to some of my friends that are checking us out on the Facebook page tonight. Oh, let's see, Eddie Misner. Let's see who else we got on here. Christy Gilbert, David Grayson, Gina Howard, Mandy Foster. Who else is on here? Mickey James. I also want to mention Pro-Am Belts. These guys have become real good friends of mine, and they are, if you're an independent boxing, MMA, professional wrestling promoter, or you got an event coming up that you want something unique, a unique prize and not just a trophy, get them a championship belt. Get a hold of Pro-Am Belts, and they can do it up for you. And they do some great work. You can find them on Facebook, or you can find them on the Internet, and they will fix you up with some gorgeous, gorgeous belts. You can kind of take a look. They have some regular belts that they keep in stock, but then, you know, they also do the custom work. So go check them out. They do some beautiful work. So, get a chance, go check them out. It is a blast. I saw the most awesomest thing today. As everybody knows, good old redneck Southern boys, they don't exactly play by the same rule clock that everybody else does. So a friend of mine who's running a mobile DJ business was DJing a wedding, okay? The wedding cake was a Confederate flag. And here's what I'm talking about. It was a three-tier cake, and the bottom level was like a Confederate flag, a rebel flag. You had four Bud Light cans supporting the next tier, which looks like dead deer or something, what's supposed to be dead deer. Four more Bud Light cans, and then on the top of the cake, I can't tell what that's supposed to be. It's brown. I know that much. And then it shows the groom trying to run and the bride grabbing him. Cute cake. So, make sure you check that out. All right, once again, I am excited about the next couple of weeks I have coming up. This coming Saturday night, I will be in, once again, I will be in Jonesville, Arkansas, Aries Fighting Championship, their big event at the NEA Fairgrounds. Hold on, that's not what I'm looking for. It's going to be at the NEA Fairgrounds, Jonesboro, Arkansas. Doors open at 6, fights start at 7, and this is just going to be an exciting card. So I'm looking forward to going over there. My first time to announce for this promotion. But they've been real good at keeping in contact with me. So, they just got me excited to be heading over that way. And then the weekend after that, April 5th and 6th, this was confirmed just the other day. April 5th and 6th, I'm going to be in Muskogee, Oklahoma for Striking Muay Thai Kickboxing. and this is going to be an exciting event. Matter of fact, you can get more information. You can find strikingfight.com is the website that you can go to. And I mean, these people got fighters coming in from all over the place. So it's going to be exciting. I mean, I really don't know how to describe it. All I know is it's going to be fun. It's going to be a blast, and I'm looking forward to it. If you go on the Strike King website, strikingfights.com, and you can take a look at the fight card, but then it also has their commercial that's been running on TV. But you can get your tickets on there. And the tickets are $30 for ringside, $20 general admission, and there's going to be a small handling fee that the online ticket company charges. But, I mean, it's going to be an exciting show. I had the chance to meet with Ty and John just the other day, and I mean, they're having to put leashes on them just to keep them under control. I mean, these guys are excited about it. And if you go on the Strike King website, you pull up, most of the fighters are already on there, but you can pull up information about those fighters, and it's exciting. It is so exciting. I'm excited about getting over there. The weigh-ins are going to be Friday, April 5th, the night before the event. I'm going to be there hosting the weigh-ins. All the fighters get a chance to meet the fighters. It is open to the public. It's at the Muskogee Civic Center. So make sure you come on over for the weigh-ins also, and you can still get your tickets for the fights that night at the weigh-ins. Get some autographs, meet the fighters, and it's going to be all good. And once again, that's April 6th at Muskogee, Oklahoma. Then we got some boxing stuff coming up. We're going to be going back to Springfield. You've heard me mention that show several times. And so, I mean, it's getting crazy. It's getting to be a fun time of year. If you're an MMA promoter and you're listening to the show and you have an event coming up and you need a ring announcer, send me an email. I'm willing to go pretty much anywhere and everywhere. I've had promoters call me from Florida, Georgia, Texas, naturally here in Arkansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Kansas, Tennessee, New York, Las Vegas. I'm currently in negotiations with MMA promotions in all these areas, and so hopefully be able to be getting out on the road some, getting out to the people, and it's exciting times. So don't forget, I do want to keep pushing the next Uncivil War show coming up, Springfield, Missouri. That's April 27th, and it's called Uncivil War Heroes, Uncivil War 12 Heroes, or is it 11? I keep forgetting. I do so many events, it's hard for me to keep information straight. But I do know that a portion of the proceeds from this show is going to the Wounded Warrior Project. And at least one, they're going to have about 20 fights on the card. That's their heart hoping. And I know that at least one fighter in every fight, whether it be guys or girls, at least one fighter in every fight will either be a veteran or a current active serviceman, whether it be reserves, guards, active duty, on a leave or whatever, going to be participating on this upcoming show for Uncivil War. But you can get more information on that. You can find Uncivil War MMA on the internet. Go on there, get your ticket information, and get some more information about that show. Then we move into May, and we got Armel Nunnally and the folks up at High Foot Combat Sports got Gladiatrix Rising coming up at the Presser Hall in Mexico, Missouri. And I'm going to be going back up there, ring announcing for them. Went up there about a month and a half ago, did some ring announcing for them, and I truly enjoyed it. Apparently they enjoyed the work I did because they asked me to come back. So I'm excited about that, you know. Any chance to get out and have fun doing what I do, hey, I'm all for it. So, once again, the phone lines are open. We still got about 14 minutes left on the show. If anybody wants to call in, 347-326-9073, or you can email us to gregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com, and we'll be glad to address your comments. Just let the know, people, what you're thinking and what you're feeling. Trying to find out about XFI, Extreme Fighting Inc., when their next event's going to be. They just recently had a show. They just had Extreme Insanity just a couple of weeks ago. And so they're starting to get wound up. As soon as they post information on their next show, I will be more than happy to pass it on to you guys. So if you're down in the Fort Smith, Arkansas area, you can go ahead and be checking that crazy stuff out. That's a lot of great stuff coming up. A lot of great events. And, you know, that's pretty much all I can say. That's pretty much all I have for the show tonight. Like I say, the phone lines, they still got about 10 minutes. We're going to give it a little bit longer. If nobody calls in, we're going to kick off the air for tonight. And then we'll be right back at it tomorrow night. I got an itch. I was going to talk about something. I was going to mention something, and I can't remember what it was. Oh, yeah, Northwest Arkansas Battle Football. They're still looking for a few good football players. If you have a heart, have the desire to play some minor league professional football, then you need, and you live in the Northwest Arkansas area, then you need to check out the NWA Battle. You can find them at nwabattle.com is their website, and you can go up there, contact information on how to get a hold of the coaching staff and the president. And they will set you up on possibly joining up, joining up with the NWA Battle for the remainder of their season. Like, they're going to be off this coming weekend due to Easter, but then they'll be back in action April 6th as they travel to travel over to Oklahoma, Mays High School, to take on the North Oklahoma Roughnecks. And then we got the Pecan Bowl, April 13th, against the Oklahoma Warriors. And this is the start of a four-game homestand. Those two games, then on the 20th, they go to Joplin to take on the Joplin Crusaders. Then they go over to Enid, Oklahoma, to take on the Enid Enforcers. And then they'll finish up the season May 11th back home at Battlefield in Lincoln, Arkansas, against the Kansas Cougars. And then the 18th Battlefield against the North Oklahoma Roughnecks. And hopefully by that time they'll have things turned around where they make the playoffs and get me back in action. So there's a lot of great stuff. Let's see. Let's look up some stats. Let's find some stats for the battle. let's see. Jason Campbell, Lane Florquist have both played a quarterback for the battle. Jason Campbell has a 100% completion record. Lane Florquist has a 42% completion record. So that's good for them. As far in the running game, looks like there is a two-way tie between Corey Garrison and Lane Florquist for the most yards in rushing. Kickoff of punt returns. My man Marquise Eubanks, he's a little fire engine that could. I love that guy. I love watching him play. Over on the defensive side of the ball, Jason Campbell, I mean, he's got one interception for 24 yards. He's getting very close to the all-time minor league professional football interception record. So make sure you keep an eye on Jason Campbell. So that's pretty much a look at the stats for the NWA battle. Once again, they will be off this coming weekend, but then they will be back in action 2 weeks from this past Saturday night. So anyway, boys and girls, we're going to go ahead. There's about 8 minutes left on the show. We're going to go ahead and kick it on out of here. Once again, I appreciate everybody kicking in and listening to the show on the replays, the replay numbers. They just keep going out the roof. Now, we want you folks coming in live. Listening to the replay is great, but we want to see you folks calling in live, be a part of the show. I mean, I get tired of talking all the time, believe it or not. Yes, I do. I get tired of talking all the time. I want fans calling in. You know, if there's something we're talking about, if there's something we talk on, and you want to call in and comment about, the phone lines are open, 347-326-9073, or you can make a comment on our Facebook page or in our email, thegregsquirrelshow@yahoo.com, and we'll be glad to get it on the air. So like I say, for right now, we're going to kick on out of here tonight. I hope everybody has a great Tuesday. But tomorrow is hump day. Yay! So we will see you tomorrow night right here.